Arab nations are taking on the Western challenge of becoming more actively involved in pushing for peace in their region. At the end of March, the Arab League will be meeting in Saudi Arabia. Gershon Baskin, director of the Israeli-Palestinian Center for Research, says that they plan to offer Israel a deal it can't afford to refuse.
Well, the Arab League Peace Initiative, or the Arab Peace Initiative as it's known, is the first time that the entire Arab world unanimously created a program, a platform for peace between Israel and the rest of the Arab countries, in which they call for Israel to withdraw to the borders of 1967 in the West Bank, in the Lebanese border, and with Syria. And in exchange, the Arab world offers Israel full peace and normalized relations with 22 Arab states. This is an opportunity which cannot be turned down.
How likely do you think it is that this initiative will gain the support not only of the Israelis themselves, but also of the Middle East Peace Quartet?
Well, I think it's gaining steam. In the second-to-last quartet meeting, in the quartet statement at the end of the meeting, they included a passage relating to the Arab Peace Initiative, and our understanding is that it was the United States of America that put that sentence in, calling on the Arab Peace Initiative to be a basis for peacemaking in the region. So I think it has actually a quite good chance.